And now, on Wide World of Sports,
it's Ken Sutcliffe.
Kenny's Corner.
Ken, the bloody male model from Budgie.
Ken has a tremendous pull with the female audience.
Oh, you must be joking.
Get ahead of the game to getting back on the open road. Order your new Hyundai now. Search Hyundai, click to buy today.
Yes, Kenwood Sport is next. Hello, Mr. Sutcliffe.
Good evening to you, Mark.
Mate, let's get straight into it because there's a stack to talk about. You've got a theory on how the Panthers are going to protect Nathan Cleary when they take on the Eels this weekend.
Well, it's just a theory that I've been thinking about. I've been sweating over this for some time now, so I've done my homework. Now, you know when you go to Buckingham Palace, right, and you see the guards out the front? They don't move, but you know they're in your face and you know they're obstructions. So what I'm thinking they're going to do, they're going to have two guys either side off Cleary when he goes for his kicks. They will stay there. They will not move. They will eyeball. They will keep their line, and nobody can do a thing about it. You must remember this, Mark, that in the CV coaches, their CV, it always says, thou shalt tinker with the rules as long as we can make it legal. And every time they twist and turn, but you put a couple of players either side of Cleary, stand them still, put them in a strategic position. They don't have to move. They obstruct, but they're not.
And we'll get the
anywhere.
Ground announcer to play the fanfare and the trumpets over the loudspeaker, and it'll be like being at Buckingham Palace. You're a genius.
You're on the right path, son. You're thinking.
Hey, I want to ask you too. Tim Payne's getting this neck operation done. If he doesn't play, or if he misses, say, one or two test matches over the summer, Mark Taylor, Glenn McGrath are saying give the captaincy back to Steve Smith. What say you, great man?
I agree with him. I've got great regard for both Glenn McGrath and, of course, Mark Taylor. Look, I think, there's been fast bowlers who have been captains. I mean, Willis is probably the obvious one for England that we saw, but they work so hard. They've got such a hard workload. I just think it's for Cummings at his particular time in his career. He doesn't need it. I've got no problems with Steve Smith. He served his time. The guy's done his time. And, you know, he deserves another crack at it. When he was doing the job, he was doing a very good job. So, you know, he's had a few years on the sideline now, got no problems whatsoever.
And just quickly, wasn't it good to see Daniel Ricciardo back on top of the podium winning his eighth Grand Prix in Italy?
Yeah, he's a lovely kid. There's no doubt about that. He's in his 30s now, but he's just one of those fellows you can't help liking. I don't know whether he'll ever win a world championship, but it's interesting to see he can't wait to get home to Perth, go to the farm, and drive around with forklifts on Dad's farm. Can you imagine that? It'll be a supercharged forklift that'll break every rule in the book, and he'll think he's at Monza or wherever. But he's a down-to-earth fellow, and it was good to see that he won because it's been a few lean years. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. And, mate, you know who else is down to earth? You, great man. I love Thursday nights. Thank you, mate. You have a good weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay. And let me tell you, please, Parramatta, don't struggle to win. Just win without the eternal struggle.
35 years and counting. See you, great man.
Oh, thank you. Bye.
Bye, mate. Ken Sutcliffe, Mr. Wide World of Sports.